Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. For weeks now, we've been hearing stories about migrant parents who cross the U.S. border, the U.S. southern border, illegally with their children and then being separated from their children. It's all part of the Trump administration's zero tolerance policy, as it calls it, on illegal immigration. And here's Attorney General Jeff Sessions speaking in an interview with conservative radio host Hugh Hewitt last week.
We don't want to do this at all. If people don't want to be separated from their children, they should not bring them with them.
Well, the Boston Globe's political reporter Liz Goodwin went to McAllen, Texas to see exactly what's going on with these parents and their children, or at least to find out as much as she could. She wrote a gripping story about it over the weekend. It appeared in the Globe. Its headline is Down on the Border, There's a New Trail of Tears. And Liz joins us now. Welcome to Radio Boston, Liz.
Thanks for having me.
So, I mean, you went to McAllen, Texas. First of all, I mean, for folks who haven't been there, I mean, describe why you went there and what did you see?
Yeah, so McAllen is the busiest corridor right now for people, especially from Central America, coming up and trying to claim asylum here. When I was there just in the morning, there were 72 migrants that Border Patrol, the marshals, brought to the courthouse to get their misdemeanor charge for the first for their first crime of entering, you know, the border illegally. And that's part of this zero tolerance policy. And that was just in the morning. Mm. There were another 72 in the afternoon. So it's just kind of the hotbed right now of the zero tolerance policy and the effects of that on children.
Yeah. You know, I actually have to say I'm grateful that you said that many of these families are seeking asylum, because in the introduction, I just said crossing the U.S. border illegally. And that's too broad a brush here, because you know, they're appearing at the border without documentation. Some of them are requesting asylum, which is not an illegal act. There is a process by which the U.S. or any government processes and handles asylum seekers. So what's going on there, though, with parents and their children? Because in years past, families were kept together even as they went through the asylum process, were they not?
Yes. So basically, the federal government is within its rights to charge even asylum seekers with a misdemeanor. I think no one's disputing that that's illegal or that you can't do that. You just have to give them a chance to apply for asylum after that as well, unless they're going to a port of entry and asking for asylum there. So basically, in the past, the idea of splitting up families was just kind of beyond the pale, unless there was a situation like, you know, the child, there was a suspicion that the child did not belong to that adult or something like that, an actual custody issue. So a lot of times, administrations would keep the family together and have them do their asylum claim first. So it would just sort of be like, okay, you can go into either this ICE family ICE detention facility or be released and go to your court date, see if you get asylum. If you don't, we're going to send you back. It's going to be a removal. And then basically, if they wanted to charge that person also with a federal mm-hmm. misdemeanor for illegal entry, that would be time served because they've already been in detention for a few days and misdemeanors don't come with big jail time. It's a very minor offense. So this seems to be a purposeful way to redirect that, have the punishment on the front end, get the children separated as an extra punishment, and kind of yeah. get the word out that, you know, if you come, it's going to be hell. Don't come. Don't make this journey. Because, you know, people coming has increased threefold from last year. So there is a big increase in the number of migrants coming, and the Trump administration is not happy about that. They're trying to think of ways to slow that down.
So, Liz, I have to say, there's a moment in your story which I just it made my heart drop to the pit of my stomach here, where you quote a lawyer who's representing some of these migrants who said that some of the parents were told when they arrived that their children were being taken to bathe and then only realized hours later that they weren't going to see them again.
Yes. So I think one of the most surprising things for me reporting out this story was that there's really no process for how the Border Patrol separates parents and children. And it's really kind of a gruesome thing to do. You know, a lot of these kids are very, young. And so I think there's kind of, you know, sometimes it's handled where they'll explain to the kid and the adult together and they'll get to say goodbye. And, you know, there's a flyer with information they give to the adult. Some of those flyers have had inaccurate information. But and other times it seems to be handled in kind of a sneakier fashion where they'll say, oh, yeah, we just need your kids for a minute. They're going to go to this other part of the facility where the showers are. And then it just turns out that they've actually taken the kids to be picked up by HHS, which is where unaccompanied minors are taken care of. And, you know, I ran that by DHS and I said, you know, I've heard this and I've heard this. And is there a standard procedure for how children are separated from their parents? And they didn't dispute those details at all. And they also didn't answer my question about the standard procedure. So this isn't something that like ICE is denying or Border Patrol, really. They aren't denying that this has happened.
You spoke with or you feature the story of a particular child who was separated from his parents. Will, can you tell us? I mean, what was Will like?
Yeah. So it's very hard to get any sense of what happens to the children once they're separated from their parents, because they're deemed unaccompanied minors. They go into this very intense federal system that has a lot of privacy controls for good reason. You know, they don't want, you know, kids without their parents' permission talking to reporters or strangers or whatever. But it did create, I think, a lot of concern among people. You know, Senator Merkley went down to the border and tried to get into a shelter and wasn't allowed in. And there were a lot of questions about what happens to these kids. Are they okay? So I was just trying to get in touch with a child who was in HHS care, who had been separated, and a foster agency, Bethany, which is a Christian group that trains people to temporarily foster some of these kids. They volunteered to let me talk to parents and hear some of the stories, foster parents, mm-hmm. and hear some of the stories. So this couple took in this 6-year-old boy from Honduras. He showed up in Michigan, late night airport flight from Arizona border shelter, and was wearing, you know, giant sweatshirt, Crocs, which is kind of the uniform the Border Patrol gives the kids. And he, you know, barely talked for a few days. He was just so distraught. And now he's doing better. He now has 3 other foster siblings, all of whom were separated from their parents at the border and have no idea where they are. And Will is kind of coming out of his shell more. But he's still a 6-year-old boy without his mom or dad. So he has nightmares every night. He'll usually do really well during the day and enjoy school and time with his foster siblings. But then at night, he'll get kind of anxious and cry. He has, you know, a picture of his mom and dad printed out from the internet, taped next to his bed, and he kisses them both goodnight. It's just really sad stuff, and just kind of gives you a sense of, you know, the Trump administration talks about this policy as if it's just a side effect of zero tolerance. Like they don't want to own the child separation part of their policy. So I just wanted to kind of show how it affects real people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as you write in your story, the last time Will saw his father was when his father was taken away in handcuffs, and hasn't seen him since. Well, Liz Goodwin is a political reporter with the Boston Globe. Her story, Down on the Border, There's a New Trail of Tears. We've got a link to it at radioboston.org. Liz, thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me on.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.